brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Open phones in the shower. Coming up, I will get to the Black Panther audio. We had to cut out all the cuss words. We've got a blurb at InfoWars.com that's got it with the cuss words and then without, so it's family friendly. Amazing calling for race war. That's coming up. A bunch of other news that we haven't gotten to, but right now, let's go back to your calls. Kevin in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I've been listening to you for 10 years. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
I found a clip on YouTube of you cursing out a guy using the F word on air simply because you mentioned Benjamin Friedman and Jack Bernstein, who I don't know yet who they are. But can you explain that to me, please, sir?
I remember that was about 5 years ago. It's that guy from ProThink, and I was in Overdrive. And I just had a big piece of equipment break, and then some news about one of my family members getting cancer. That's all I'm going to say. And I was going to cancel doing that hour, but it was the first day of Overdrive. So the person called up, and I just purely vented on them for no reason. And I didn't even know who those people were. Later, I went and looked up what they had to say. So it was just completely... you know, wrong time, and I lost control of myself, and people are like, wow, who is this guy? But if the guy wanted to get attention for what he wanted, I gave him a great gift, but it was just purely, absolutely, you know, half-cocked. I mean, I knew who the guy was he was calling, and so I was a little bit irritated with him just because he'd said some things about me that I thought weren't fair, but then I just blew up. So there's the big secret of that. Does that answer your question?
Only part of the way, because see, I tripped. I'm a truth seeker, and I found out that Albert Pike said that when the people need a hero, we will supply him. And I also found a clip that said that's who you are. You are a plant by the New World Order. You are actually working for them, which I actually wondered when I started listening to you. Why isn't this guy dead? Why are you exposing all their secrets? But you ain't. But that's because you're working for the New World Order. Is that possible?
There is a video clip that's like an hour long, and I think it's the best interview I've ever done with David Icke, called This Isn't a Bloody Game. And in the last 10 minutes, we address this. You know, people always say, address why you're not dead. I've probably addressed that 1,000 times on air in the last decade. Because, I mean, I address it like every week, a couple times a week. So how many times is that over the years? I mean, it's a lot. I have addressed... why I'm still alive. Have you not ever heard me address why I'm still alive?
Can you hear me?
Sir, come on. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, I don't know when I got caught off or not. I never
Hold on a minute. Come on, let's be normal. Because you guys that like to disagree and say I'm all these things, I actually really care about you, and I want to really talk to you. Okay? So listen, have you not heard me answer that question literally probably 1,000 times?
Well, Alex, I found, see, I tripped
Hold on. Hold on. If you want to attack me, I'll let you talk on air and attack me. Okay? I'll hold you over and you can attack me. But have a dialogue. Man, come on. Really, have you not heard me answer that question before? Do I need to answer it for you again? Because people say you won't answer this question. Most of these questions I've answered 50 to 100 or more times. Have you not heard me explain why I'm still alive?
Alex, your role is to deflect criticism away from the Zionists, which I didn't believe.
There you go. Hold on. If you disrespect me like this, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You want to call up with accusations, I answered one of your questions. You moved on to the next thing. Okay? I am critical of what Israel does in many respects. I don't hate Israel or the Jewish people. That's the difference. And I'm not obsessed with it. Quite frankly, I get sick of hearing about it all the time. I've been attacked by the ADL, all of it, but I don't care. Okay? I know I'm a good person. My fruits are good. I've woken up more people than anybody else, and I appreciate your call. But I'll answer your question again because you wouldn't say if I'd answered it. Okay? You must not have heard me. It would highlight everything I've said. I said this in the first hour, by the way, if I was killed. It would underline everything I've done. And there's providence. I have a lot of people praying for me. Okay? And they've tried to put me in prison and stuff, and by the grace of God, I'm still here. I'm still here because we're effective, and if they kill me, it'll make me a martyr. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to continue with calls in this segment, and then I've got to get to this audio of the new Black Panther Party calling for blood in the streets today. And they've been calling for this over and over again, which is yelling fire in a theater or going out and calling for insurrection. It is calling for bloodshed. It's one thing to say if the government keeps pushing, they're going to get a revolution. Then they go and arrest the Hatari militia people and throw them under the jail. But when you've got actual groups running around calling for violent uprisings, and like Mecha and La Raza calling for the takeover of the Southwest and pulling down American flags and all this, the government's like, oh, isn't that sweet? Because the government is run by traitors that want to bring this country down. So that is coming up. Also, Aaron just found more MIT information. They've got a new report out saying world population will be reduced by over 90%. This is MIT. Of course, they give reasons. Your resources are about to be cut off, and there'll be new diseases. Oh, who's cutting our resources off? And in other documents, saying they're the ones cutting it off. But in this, it's like, get ready for doom and disaster in the next, 15 years or so. Oh, and everybody, then the media will be like, isn't it incredible that MIT in 2012 predicted all this? Gee, it's good to have them in charge. So that's coming up as well. Right now, let's go to John in Texas. John, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, back in the mid-1960s, I was in high school, and I lived an hour north of Detroit when the Detroit riots broke out. And it got so bad that they had to send the regular army in to help put it down. And when I got to Vietnam in 1970, I had a friend of mine over there was a career soldier. He was one of the soldiers they sent into Detroit, and he used to tell me, you think this is bad, you should have been in Detroit. And I talked to another guy that lived on the suburbs right on the outside of Detroit. He said him and his neighbors went out in the front yard and dug foxholes and got their weapons out and dug in, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. What's so ridiculous about the Black Panther, the new Black Panther Party leader saying they're going to have a race war with Whitey? All that's going to happen is that the idiots that go out and do this are going to burn down their own neighborhoods and infrastructure and businesses so there's no jobs for anybody. And then they're going to shoot at the firemen and police department people like they've done in L.A. and stuff. And then the cops are going to shoot back and kill a bunch of people. And then the cops are going to pull back to be politically correct. And, I mean, that's ridiculous. If a foreign army, say, came out in the countryside where I live at, I'm pro-gun, but it's almost annoying that Saturday and Sunday and usually any evening, it's weapons fire continually and sounds like Armageddon. I mean, I've got neighbors on both sides of me where 5 hours you're outside with the kids trying to dig in the sandbox for 5 hours. Boom, 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 boom. And then blah, 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 blah. It sounds like artillery simulators. Boom, boom. And all of this stuff. And again, the good old boys that have all pulled out to the bushes, they're not actually waiting out there for a race war with black guys. They know about the collapse of society, and if any, you know, hordes of city slickers come out there and think they're going to rob anybody, it's going to be a complete bloodbath. So it's just total mindlessness, disconnected from reality, to say that anyone is going to come into the countryside and kill Whitey. Whitey is so dug in with weaponry and so ready to start killing and make your head spin. It's very, very sad because everybody's being attacked by the globalists. The globalists are shutting our economy off, and they want us to fight with each other instead of getting our country back. And that's why the government has MSNBC editing tapes to make it sound like George Zimmerman was being racist, and that's why they let the new Black Panther Party call for violence, because it's all an attempt to start a race war. This is absolutely what's going on. 110%, and Kurt Nimmo has an article on it with the unedited video and audio where they're calling for killing Whitey and, you know, the Red Sea of Blood and start killing Whitey. And the new Black Panther leader is saying, get guns, get gas masks, get food. Why? So we can all be in bunkers killing each other while the bankers laugh at everybody? This is so stupid. This is so stupid. I've said it over and over again. They want to get a war between the American people and the police and the military going. How many times have I said, let's not show up? Let's not have it. That's how desperate the globalists are going into this worldwide depression and wars. And now it's, well, let's just get the blacks and whites killing each other. And they want to get the whites and Hispanics killing each other. I mean, it is so, and then the government's going to play the part of coming in and restoring order. I mean, this is cut and dry. MSNBC is engaged in sedition, trying to hype blacks to riot in this country because they don't want blacks and whites being friendly with each other. And all that'll make is whites that aren't racist. Most white people I know are not racist of black people. In fact, they're into black films, football stars, music. They're scared of black people. Let me explain the difference. Whites I know, on average, are not racist in any way. But they are scared. And black people I know aren't comfortable in a lot of cases around white people. You see how that works? And so now they want to make a poster child for all this, the new Black Panther Party. Because the Black Panthers actually did some good early on, trying to tell blacks, get armed, defend yourselves, don't be slaves, stand up for yourself. I'm all about being empowered. The new Black Panther Party is a government psyop, and I'll bet you $1 million. And I said this about Hal Turner for 10 years, the white supremacist leader. I said, that guy's a Fed. He wouldn't be allowed to say that if he wasn't one. And you know what? It turned out he was a Fed. He admitted it himself, setting people up. These Black Panther leaders are Feds, or they are the dumbest, useful idiots I've ever seen. And they don't sound dumb. They're Feds. They're Feds, just like MSNBC is run out of the White House on record and edit tapes. Makes me so sick. And then Obama could sit back and act like he's not part of all this racial stuff. And oh, let's come together. Come on now. While his surrogates are out there stirring this up. And I, for one, have had enough of it. So, I mean, let's just say 10,000 black people wanted to invade the small town I live in and come kill the whites. It is so crazy and so ridiculous. Okay. White people are in the countryside, dug in, and they're almost all former military. I'm just going to leave it at that, okay? Dug in. I mean, we had friends here in town. I'm not going to get into it. The point is, you go around looking at houses and stuff, like a third of them are bunkers. Look normal on the outside, bunkers on the inside. I mean, almost everybody I know has 50 calibers and 7, you know, mag, Lapuas, and know how to shoot a fly off a fence post at 200 yards. And I've told the police and military, don't blow up a bunch of stuff or have your bosses do it and try to march against the American people. And, of course, the military is awake and they know this and they understand the police are waking up. I had an alarm go off this weekend. It's malfunctioning or something. I think I lived in another house this happened where squirrels had eaten the cords. I don't know what's doing it. But it says a door alarm goes off. Once I was out of town, it happened and nobody broke in. The other night, it's in the middle of the night, and the alarm goes off, and the alarm company calls and says, what's the code word? And I said it to them. They said, spell it. And I said, I don't know how to spell it. I've never done this. I was nice, but I said, come on. I'm Alex Jones, blah, blah, blah. And they said, okay, thank you. 20 minutes later. There are lights and police out there walking around. So I go outside, go up to the gate, and they were real nice. And I said who I was, and one of them looked at me and said, okay, let's get out of here. But the female cop goes, let me see your driver's license. And the guy obviously knew who I was, but he just wasn't going to second guess her. And I had my jeans on, my shirt off, and my wallet, and I showed her. And she goes, Alexander Emmerich Jones. Mm-mm. And I looked at her, and I was like, you know who I am. Sure, you know who I am, and you just asked for that. But they were overall friendly. And I got an alarm, so I'm asking for police at my house. Side issue. John, are you still there? I'm ranting. I mean, how does that add to your story?
There's another thing I was going to say, Alex, is they got a new stock out called the Slide Fire that you put on an AR-15 or an AK-47, and it increases the fire rate to 750 rounds a minute. And right now they've been selling like hotcakes. They sold like they've been on sale for about less than a year, and they sold like 200,000, and they're still.
What is it again?
It's a new stock called the Slide Fire. You go to Google and type in Slide Fire, and it increases. You put on AR-15 or AK-47, and it increases the rate of fire to 750 rounds a minute.
On a semi-auto?
On a semi-auto. Just go to Google and type in Slide Fire.
Let me ask you a question. When would you need to have? I mean, Because with a 30-round clip at semi-auto, I can hit targets shooting about every half a second. But, I mean, if it was full auto, you just spray 30 rounds. Isn't that only if people are pouring in through your door or down into your foxhole, then you've got to go full auto and do a spray? I mean, don't you want semi-auto to begin with?
I fought in Vietnam, and when I got over there, they told us, they took us out to the range, and they let us fire full auto, and then they let us fire semi. Just to prove that semi is more effective to be used in a combat situation than full auto, even though full auto was always meant as an emergency switch. It was never, you went to full auto.
Exactly, exactly. That's like when you're getting human wave attacks in Korea. But what I like is a 100-round drum on a Mach 90 AK-47 semi-auto variant. I think overall, in 100-yard type situations, that's one of the best guns out there. I mean, obviously, there's more high-powered stuff, HK-91, you know, things like that are really great rifles. Because 308 packs a lot more punch. But it's just, man, I tell you, those AK-47s just have never, I probably own 10 of them. You know, the semi-auto versions, they've never given me a problem. They're just magical firearms.
Go to Google, though, and type in Slide Fire. It'll have demonstrations of the gun.
Yeah, but I mean, do you like the AK-47?
Yeah, I got four of them, and I got a couple AR-15s, too, and I got a Slide Fire stock, too. I just use that in an emergency. That's just an emergency use only.
Yeah, well, I've just got AK-47s all over the place. I mean, you can't have enough of them. All right, but I'm scared of the Black Panthers. Don't get me. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of your call straight ahead. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer anymore, not the whiskey drinking Indian.
Look, Americans have been ignorant to a certain extent and let our freedoms be taken because we had so many great things going on and so much prosperity. We got drunk on prosperity and success. whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, everybody deep down knows things are not going in the right direction and that the government is run by criminals and that we're in a depression and it's getting worse and that the media is lying to us. And that's why there's been a full-on armament campaign the last 5 years going on that has now doubled its previous records. In fact, I was wrong when I said 5 million guns are being sold a month. It's more like 7 million. Everyone is arming to the teeth. And that's a good thing to a point, but a bad thing because it's good people are armed. That's great. But the bad silver lining is, the cruddy lining is that the system's going to use that to demonize the Second Amendment. There's going to be some idiots who are going to do some stupid things with guns. And that's why I got my guns, to defend myself from those stupid idiots. So I'm 100% for the Second Amendment. I'm just talking about how they're going to use it to spin it. And here are some of the reports, town hall reports. Great news, and they're being sarcastic. New Black Panther is called to create Red Sea of Bloodshed in a race war. We've got that audio. We're going to start playing it now and come back from break with it. The New Black Panther Party wants a race war, and they want it to start tomorrow. That's today. In an audio recording of a planned meeting for a Trayvon Martin rally, New Black Panther Party members have resorted to violent action, to what they're calling revolution. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, the police have got all those armored vehicles and weapons that are just waiting. But you notice, I bet the police are going to pull back if they do something. And let the burning begin, because, again, it's got to get out of control. We've got to suit up and boot up and get prepared for the war we're in. I'm about to play this. True revolution means some bloodshed. Some bloodshed, huh? What did that Muhammad guy say? He's dead now of a brain aneurysm. He'd say, you kill the white women, you kill the white babies, and you kill the babies, the little white devils, and you kill the white woman because she's the military manufacturing center. All this baloney. I love doing an imitation, though. We're going to have to cause, the Red Sea. I'm talking about blonde-haired, blue-eyed, sometimes brown-eyed Caucasians walking around. I am for violence. And this is the kind of talk that will probably get some black people killed, because there's already been a bunch of cases of whites being attacked. And then this one guy, his dad reportedly got killed by a black guy. So now they went into reportedly in Oklahoma and shot a bunch of innocent black people. Oh, this is just wonderful. This is just going to be absolute. No, it's horrible. It's horrible. He goes, I am for violence. So he's saying, kill blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. I am for violence. You just see a red. Boom. Arrest him right there. That is not free speech. That is a call to action, a call to violence. If I got on air and said, get guns, or if you got on air and said, get guns, go out and find some black people and kill them. We need blood. I should be arrested if I said go out and do that. If your neighbor said, go out and kill white people, go out and kill Hispanics, go out in any group. Go out and kill Muslims. Any group. I mean, that is a call to kill people. And you know what? It's already happening. It's already happening. So there you go. Obama starting a race war. He goes on to say, I am bleeped off right now because the state of Florida isn't on fire. I'm reading the quotes. We're going to come back and play it. We've got to starve capitalism. Really, what about banksterism? We want the complete removal of capitalism. This is a communist. I had a black communist here a while back who thought because I didn't like these wars and torture and stuff that he goes, no, you're a libertarian socialist. And I said, no, I'm a constitutionalist libertarian who believes in the free market. He goes, no, you're not. And then we went out and had dinner, and he had a few beers, and he told me, he looked across, and he said, I'm not even going to air the interviews I did because I just don't want to get off into it. And he said, there's got to be blood and more blood, and blood's coming. But with him, it was with people with money. And I'm just like going, people with money, once you kill all them, there's not going to be anybody that actually organize. I mean, middle class real money is what makes a wealthy country. And it's the big bankers that are funding this idea. So we'll come back. New Black Panther Party calling for burning U.S. cities. The police are doing nothing. which it means they're aiding and abetting him. The Florida police.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll continue with your calls. There's some other important news here on this live Monday edition, but again, it's one thing to know Obama and his controllers, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, are trying to get the American people at each other's throats, that we're in a depression, they're starting all these new wars, and they did say they weren't going to attack Iran. Now they flip-flop and say they probably will. I mean, just craziness. But it's just amazing to actually see MSNBC and NBC editing tapes to make Zimmerman sound like he hates black people, and the media hyping this, trying to get a race war going, and then these feds, these different new Black Panther Party leaders in at speeches saying, I'm mad that Florida isn't on fire, and I want some white blood dripping. We need to kill some white people. And the Justice Department is down there investigating George Zimmerman. And Al Sharpton saying, do you want violence? then I get these weird comments on the YouTube and the site going, ah, oh, Alex the Whitey is scared, saying we should come together. You're going to get it. Yeah, I mean, it's so mindless. Like I'm scared that you're going to burn down your neighborhoods and make all the culture and society scared of you and nobody want to work with you. I mean, I am scared for our society, like when Hal Turner was trying to get a race war going from the white supremacist angle working for the feds. Because if we ever get together and go after the New World Order, we could actually, you know, get out of the grips of people that are putting GMO food on all the shelves, whether you're black or white or Asian or whatever you call yourself, Native American, Indian, whatever you call yourself, this stuff's hurting you and your family. And, you know, I just want to live in peace. I just don't want to be an evil person. So, no, the magic race war where the black people kill all the whites and we all live in, you know, our own separate areas after that, that's not going to happen. The globalists do want to break off part of the Southwest and make it kind of a socialist slash Hispanic kingdom, you know, where whites and others still live there, but that's the political bent, attaching socialism to being Hispanic. That's a big Ford Foundation plan, and that could actually work. And, of course, be a nightmare for those living under it, but whatever. There'll be this racial pride of, you know, the larger union, but within it, enclave. See, the globalists merge countries into super states, but then break up new regions within them to control everybody. This is standard divide and conquer operations. Standard. And it's just so silly that when somebody says, hey, let's just get along, this is a tragedy, but the media is hyping it, that itself is a hoax, let's talk about real issues, and it's like, I don't want to hear about black babies being aborted. It's you racist whites. We're going to kill you. Because the media says be upset about Trayvon Martin. You're upset about that, but you can't get upset about all the other really serious stuff. And that's my point. Why do we let the mainstream media, who's trying ridiculously obviously, I mean, it's so obvious they're trying to get some cities burning. And now they can't get their Fed, new Black Panther Party people, can't get riots going, so they're like, I'm angry. I want Florida in fire now. Start killing Whitey now. I am angry. I always love how these guys that want everybody to do violence, I always have these provocateurs email me and comment and send me letters and go, you're a coward, Jones, not calling for a military war with the police and military. You're a coward not saying march on D.C. with our guns. And, of course, those people never march. They never go out. They want me to shoot my mouth off so they can arrest me. But even if I could lead an armed revolution and, quote, get away with it, it'd be incredibly dangerous because we'd probably end up getting something worse out of it. Generally, violent revolutions do that. We need to have a revolution of ideas and start saying no to tyranny and noncompliance. And then if they come to your house to burn it down like Waco, you defend yourself. You defensively, and that means once they start a fight with you, then you take the offense to them, whoever's doing it, but they still started it, so you're on the defense. You understand that? That's how that works. But I'm not like, I've seen enough violence, been around enough, know enough history that I'm not looking forward to once the real craziness starts, and it probably will. I mean, the New World Order's got big plans to break this country up. They've always had those plans. But it's not going to be in these racial lines that people dream of. It's going to be along economic and political lines. And that's the plan. The end of America as we know it pretty much has already happened. Let's go ahead and go to the cuss words edited. This is, again, warning strong language, but we've bleeped it out. It's up at Infowars.com right now. Here is the new Black Panther Party, an exchange of speeches. And again, the different names of the people and all that are in the town hall meeting. Kurt Nemo's got an article, New Black Panthers and Nazis Hijacked Trayvon Martin Case. Oh, yeah, they're involved as well. Should have added that. But again, it's the leftist media angle from the left. Left-right paradigm's false, but within the left-right paradigm, they're from a left perspective, they're pushing with moral authority violence in the news media from a righteous anger perspective. Now, here's another one. New Black Panthers, booted, suited, and armed for coming race war. And that's by Michelle Williams and Sean Qualai, the chief of staff in Tampa and national spokesman. Respectively, the call was filled with violence, hate-filled speech. See, notice how even Breitbart picks up this nomenclature of hate speech. No. Hate speech is when they say, I hate the banksters and the New World Order are a bunch of criminals. They say, we should ban that hate speech. So they create a word for free speech. And then when people say kill people, which is a call to action, terroristic threat, violence, and racketeering organized crime, they're trying to organize people to commit crime. That's mafia. That's organized racketeering. They call it hate speech. So now when they legally call me hate speech, people are like, oh, that's terrible. You see, so they call people, oh, these are radicals. They're calling for murder and death. No, they're not radicals. They're calling for terroristic acts. See, so they use a label that's too weak on these people because then that'll blur the lines of the label when they use it on people like Alex Jones, saying I have hate speech because I say I hate the New World Order. No, this isn't hate speech, and stop using the political correctness commissariat language. I got Glenn Beck here using it, Breitbart using it. That is not what's going on. They are calling for organized criminal violence, and that's called, if it's against a government that's clearly corrupt and evil, it's called a resistance movement, and the government's going to call it terrorism. But when it's just against racial groups, it's called genocidal intent, a crime against humanity, a terroristic threat, a racketeering, organized criminal activity. This is racketeering that you are about to hear. And the FBI probably runs this group. That's why they're not going to stop them. And the local police are going to do what the FBI tells them. The people that said this stuff should be arrested. If I said this because I'm not a Fed, I would be arrested so fast it'd make your head spin. Let's go ahead and go to the tape. Here it is.
Brother Sean, this is Sister Michelle, Chief of Staff for Tampa, St. Petersburg, Tampa, New
York.
But I just want to say to all the listeners that on this phone call, if you are having any doubts about getting suited, booted, and armed up for this race war that we in that has never ended, let me tell you something. The things that's about to happen to these honkies, these crackers, these pigs, these pig people, these motherfucking people, it has been long overdue.
Yeah, but what she said was right. We got to suit up and boot up. We got to suit up and boot up.
I mean, this guy is such a cowardly Fed, and so is she. And if they're not, they're idiots protected by Feds. But 99% they're Feds. And they know they got White House backing and everything. Do these idiots, if those two morons tried to actually lead an assault on anybody, all they're going to end up in is body bags. I mean, what a joke. Get ready for the race war to kill the honkies. Any white supremacists that get away with talking like that are Feds as well. The Hatari, because they weren't white supremacists and were just preparing to defend themselves, were arrested for saying a day may come where we have to defend ourselves from the government. That's totally constitutionally protected, and the judge just dropped the case. Feds are still holding him as a bunch of criminals at that level. Go back to the tape. This is just so amazing. Please continue.
And get prepared for the war that we're in. So this stuff got to boil over. And all your greats talked about there having to be bloodshed involved with revolution. True revolution means some bloodshed. So there's blood being spilled because there's a new life that is beyond this bloodshed. There's a new reality that is built upon your original African principles and spiritualities and values and norms that is beyond this bloodshed. But we got to go through it. And as the scriptures say, you got to cross it. We're going to have to cross the Red Sea. You're going to have to cross the Red Sea. I know y'all thought it was talking about
something. All right, look, I want to play this without stopping it. Okay, because this is unedited except for the cuss words bleeped out. But again, every group from the Nazis to the communists to some of the extreme Zionists, every one of these groups says they're the supreme group. All culture comes from them. And that everybody else, Meshulah Raza says this, every other group is trash and all culture came from their group. And they don't like violence, but they've got to do it. Every racial supremacy group does this. And the globalists just love it. They just sit back and play us off against each other. And again, who's trying to help get the race war going? MSNBC and the White House. This is Divide and Conquer. I'm going to play it unedited, then we're going to break. Here it is.
Black power, Brother Sean. This is Sister Michelle, Chief of Staff for Tampa, St. Petersburg, Chapter of the New
Black
Black power. I just want to say to all the listeners that's on this phone call, if you are having any doubt about getting suited, booted, and armed up for this race war that we in that has never ended, let me tell you something. The things that's about to happen to these honkies, these crackers, these pigs, these pink people, these motherfucking purple people, it has been long overdue.
Yeah, but what she said was right. We got to suit up and boot up. We got to suit up and boot up and get prepared for the war that we're in. This stuff got to boil over. And all your greats talked about there having to be bloodshed involved with revolution. True revolution means some bloodshed. So there's blood being spilled because there's a new life that is beyond this bloodshed. There's a new reality that is built upon your original African principles and spiritualities and values and norms that is beyond this bloodshed. But we got to go through it. And as the scriptures say, you got to cross it. We're going to have to cross the Red Sea. You're going to have to cross the Red Sea. I know y'all thought it was talking about some sea in some Middle Eastern part of the world. Hell no. We're talking about some blood. You're going to have to cross some blood and go through some blood and some battles. And there are those who wish they could stand in this hour to see the destruction of the devil's world and the devil's society. And I ain't talking about no dude underneath the ground with a pitchfork and pantyhose. I'm talking about that blonde-haired, blue-eyed, sometimes brown-eyed Caucasian walking around with a mindset, a demonistic mindset, and the nature to do evil and brutality.
I say to everyone that is on this call right now, I'm coming out of the gates like that greyhound on that rabbit. And his prize, my prize right now this evening, is going to be the bounty, the arrest, dead or alive, for George Zimmerman. You feel me? To every brother, to every female, I am for violence. If nonviolence means we continue postponing a solution to the American black man's problem just to avoid violence.
Hit pause. I can't help it. Back it up 10 seconds so they hear it unedited. Arrest her right now. Arrest her. She just called for violence. She said, dead or alive, go get him. And it goes on and on. But they're fed, run, so they won't get in trouble. This government is so sick. And that's why you'll never get our guns. The system would love to take our guns like they do in Africa and then play groups off against each other. And there they'll do Muslim versus Christian. I mean, it's so sick. And they've got their white supremacist counterparts fed, run. But they're not allowed to say it that much because it's a little too obvious. But they're all working on the same team. Let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
That rabbit. And his prize, my prize right now this evening, is going to be the bounty, the arrest, dead or alive, for George Zimmerman. You feel me? To every brother, to every female, I am for violence. If nonviolence means we continue postponing a solution to the American black man's problem just to avoid violence. You feel me? It's time to wake up. I don't know how else. It's in me to fight. It's in me to raise up soldiers. It's in me that every time my feet touch the ground, the state of Florida, these crackers, they scared. I'm telling you right now, I'm kind of pissed off right now that the state of Florida ain't on fire. This could not have happened in L.A. because some brothers up there are not scared to riot. This could not have happened in St. Petersburg, Florida, where the black men over there ain't scared to kill a cracker.
This is real. We're attacked anywhere in the world. We would defend ourselves by any means necessary. We have proposed and we're pushing forward with a national strike and walkout on this cracker and on this beast and on these bastards. We are proposing and pushing for our people that you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. You starve capitalism. Since this racism that's being perpetuated and this brutality that's being perpetuated and this murder that's being perpetuated is built on the table legs of capitalism, you got to starve capitalism. What you're saying is real. An act of war has been declared on us. We don't have no choice but to fight. But I want to say that we have to be trained how to fight. See, the whole purpose of the maneuver that's happening in Sanford is to train in self-defense, because many of us think we're prepared for a battle, just like many of us think we're prepared for a fight. But if you are not training, if you're not stocking up water, if you're not stocking up food, if you're not stocking up weapons and artillery and survival, books and gas masks and flashlights and canteens and ready-to-eat meals and all that, if you're not stocking that up, I don't know.
All right, we'll come back with the rest of it. We'll be right back after this break. See, the end part's actually good. Everybody should be prepared.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer
to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to lay some truth on you here. There are organized racial criminal groups of every religion, race, region of the world. And they all get away with it because they say we do the bad things we do because that other group's going to get us if we don't. But by and large, those very groups controlling their minions are more abusive to their minions than even the outside group is, but people put up with it because they see it as the group doing it to them. And that's why, yeah, there's corruption in different countries and problems, but when the globalists say, oh, attack this country, they're evil, they're not trying to attack them to bring liberty or freedom to those countries. They're trying to attack them so they can basically just steal their resources. And when you look at this type of balkanization happening here in the U.S., here is MSNBC editing tapes. Here's the White House pushing this. Here's every news channel trying to get a race war going. And you've got the new Black Panther Party saying things that anybody else would be arrested and saying, get out there and kill some crackers. Just start killing some white people. Kill some blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. Kill them. And at the end they say, and by the way, get prepared. That's a script been written for them. So they can then demonize people getting prepared. And then it's, yeah, these crackers are scared when our feet touch the ground. Well, yeah, I mean, it may scare little old ladies and stuff. And I imagine people are going to see this all over the news. And they're going to be scared now of the poor black guy that comes to their house to install Dish Network or something. Or the poor black plumber that comes to their house that's a Christian and got a bunch of kids at home they're trying to take care of and keep out of trouble. And it's going to make black people not trust the white guy that comes to their house. I'm just so sick of it all. I am so sick of cowardly scum, white supremacists, black supremacists, Mexican supremacists. The universities all teach this stuff, the Mexican / black supremacist stuff, trying to get us to all fight with each other. Let's go ahead and finish the last minute we didn't get to. We backed it up a bit. Here's more of it where it gets into the preparedness stuff.
This is real. We're attacked anywhere in the world. We would defend ourselves by any means necessary. We're pushing.
See, before they're saying offensively kill crackers, now it's we'll defend ourselves. That's totally different. See, they're mixing the two together. Continue.
Forward with a national strike and walk out on this, cracking on this, beating on these bastards. We are proposing and pushing for our people that you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. You starve capitalism. Since this racism that's being perpetuated and this brutality that's being perpetuated and this murder that's being perpetuated is built on the table legs of capitalism, you got to starve capitalism.
That's enough. Look, I'll post the whole thing up at Infowars.com. Let me just say this. They've built a lot of businesses in East Austin, and a lot of the food and stuff's good. And they've gotten the white yuppies to believe it's good, because it is overall. Just go to East Austin, the black area, and buy things. And there's been grants, and they built it up, and it's nice. All this racial stuff starts, you just won't have the wicked little crackers over there. And then what does that do? It hurts everybody. Again, this is all divide and conquer, and it shows the globalists are desperate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.